Chapter 3. To be Forgotten. They took away our hair. "My children," Mr. John Benali said, after teaching us how to say hello in English, "I am sorry, but you must go now into this room." We did as he asked. One by one, we were herded into a little shed where three tall, uniformed Navajo boys, whose hair was as short as Mr. John Benali's, were waiting. I should explain, grandchildren, that in those days, among our people, both men and women always kept their hair long. It was a sacred thing. Cutting your hair was believed to bring misfortune to you. But at mission school, they had other beliefs. I was the first one in line. Two of the uniformed boys took me by my arms, one on each side, and pulled me over to a chair. "What are you doing?" I asked in Navajo, just loud enough so that they could hear. But they didn't answer me. Instead, they pushed me down onto that hard wooden chair and held me firmly, as if I were a sheep about to be sheared. Then another boy with a big pair of scissors chopped off my hair. He did it so quickly that it was over almost before I knew it. Another stunned child was being led in and shoved into that chair even before I was out the door. Both boys and girls had their hair cut. The only difference was that the hair of the girls was left a little longer than the boys, but I could see from their looks on their faces that losing most of their beautiful hair made those girls feel the same way I felt, naked and ashamed. Not only was our hair stripped away, after being shorn, we were led into two separate buildings, one for the boys and another for the girls. Once we were inside, we were made to take off all our fine clothing and our jewelry. We never saw those clothes or jewels again. Years later, I learned that our squash blossom necklaces and turquoise bracelets, earrings and hair ornaments, and silver belts were sold to white men and women. In exchange for my clothing and jewelry, I was issued a military-style uniform made of cloth that was rough and itchy, and a stiff cap that was shoved down onto my head. The uniform and cap were too big for me, so big that my cap came down over my eyes. That made no difference to the older students who were handing out our new clothing. Once I was dressed, I was pushed out onto the schoolyard. There, we knew students were...